Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Usually we go to museums and art galleries to see finished works. But this week, art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp tells us about a chance to see art in process and to buy it for a steal, too. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So this is happening at the Santa Monica Museum of Art.
That's right. Kim McCarty is really known for these large, 5 foot tall, sometimes even bigger, watercolors, sometimes very lithe, very sometimes a little erotic, mm-hmm. of nude boys and girls. But this is different. This time, she is making a lot of very small watercolors that she is offering for sale at the Santa Monica Museum of Art for about $300, and a portion of those proceeds goes to benefit the museum.
Fantastic. And even more amazing is that you can watch her do this work live on the scene.
That's right. She works in what's called a wet-on-wet technique, and as she puts it, she likes to paint anything that moves, anything that's fluid, dogs, plants, people. And she has a wonderful spontaneous way of working. I mean, she has offered watercolor classes, and you can go see how she applies her technique to this incredible thick velvety white paper. Hmm. And she's kind of an amazing person. She is married to the restaurateur Michael McCarty of Michael's of Santa Monica and also New York. She has two children. She's one of these women who can do it all. Mm-hmm. And she also has a successful career as a professional artist. She just had a successful show in New York. And here she is doing something that really benefits the museum, as well as, of course, people will see her work at the museum. But this is really more about doing something to help the museum raise money, and we know how important that is after hearing everything we've heard about MoCA.
Yes.
And it's also a bit of a preview for the Santa Monica Museum's own Incognito exhibition that they have every year, where they which is also a fundraiser for the museum.
So Kim is a local artist. Tell me more about how her work has evolved.
Well, she studied at Art Center and at UCLA, and she began in oil paints and has always worked in a figurative way, to my knowledge. But well over a decade ago, she transitioned to watercolor, and here's where she found her greatest talent, really. Watercolor is considered one of the hardest mediums to work in because, of course, you can't change anything, really. You put the mark down, and that's it. If it doesn't work, you kind of have to throw it away, which gets to be expensive with Arches paper.
Yeah.
And she has developed a way of capturing both figurative movement and uses extraordinary color. And each year she seems to have evolved more and more with this process. And I really think the work is phenomenal. And I'm not alone. She is regularly represented in galleries around the world and at art fairs. And the work sells for five figures. That's why I was impressed that you could pick one up for $300 at the museum.
That sounds great. And you can see it in process, too, at the lovely Santa Monica Museum of Art. Make a day of it. Go to Bergamot Station, too. That's up through April 20th. You can read more of Hunter's take at kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.